freedom is eternal vigilance. While this campaign has drawn to an end, the real work of securing the blessings of liberty for ourselves and for all of our children and grandchildren continues. That's why I'm so proud of this campaign and so excited to get to work. Thank you to all of our great volunteers and supporters, the people who knocked on doors and made phone calls and sent in contributions, $5 and $10 at a time. This was a truly grassroots effort, and our victory would not have been possible without each and every one of you. She's our angel. And of course, thank you, Senator Durbin, for that warm introduction and for so much more. There is simply quite no way that I could stay and be up here tonight without your wisdom and encouragement, and don't have the words to explain simply what you mean to me. You are the most decent public servant I know, and the
testing 1, 2, this is General Galen Shaw, and I'm hearing jazz music. Is that what I'm supposed to hear here?
Yeah, it's gonna be jazz.
All right, this is the pre-show here for the pre-show here for the election night coverage, and I've got Steve Bozell with us. Steve?
Yeah, it looks to me like right now Donald Trump is coming.
Take it easy, will you?
Well, I've had a couple of beers.
Steve Bozell's had a couple of beers. He's excited about what has transpired this evening. Donald Trump leading in Florida, leading in North Carolina. I don't know what is... did you see...
I did not see the Virginia... No, I didn't see that.
God damn it, man.
God, can't do that on the air.
Are we on the air now?
It's the pre-show. And I don't know how much of this pre-show we're going to be able to do, but... they're going to project, CNN is going to project here in just a moment. You can hear that we have on the line, we have audio from CNN. We also have on the line audio from C-SPAN. And C-SPAN right now has they are covering it looks to me like the acceptance speech of Tammy Duckworth there. She won her Senate, it's the gladiatorial, but...
Got some gladiators.
No, the senatorial race for the president's, for the Senate. So that's what we're hearing there. Now, here comes the CNN projection. It's going to have to be a Trump call. Oh, Hillary Clinton wins Connecticut. That's 7 votes. And Trump has got Louisiana.
That pushes you over the top, right?
No, it doesn't put...
You know, I know you've been drinking, Steve.
Well, I'm trying to...
But don't get on my bad side. You're not really that familiar with how we do things. You don't get on Mama's bad side, you understand?
I just wanted to know.
No, that does not push him over the top, Zed.
All right.
136, look at this. So there is Donald Trump leading with 136 electoral votes. Clinton's 104. And right now, it would appear that there has been, as far as I can tell, a shift of the wind, political winds. Steve Ozell.
Yeah, I think that, now here's a guy right now.
Donald Trump, trust me, who thinks that Donald Trump has enough to hold on here. That doesn't mean he will.
Donald Trump is leading by a percentage and a half. CNN says he just might hold on because these votes are now coming in from southeast Florida. You can see right there.
It's Metro Dade, and there's the Dade County, also Broward County. All of these are counties that have a great deal of, not only a large population, but they're Democrats.
Yes, and so someone stabbed someone in the back down in southeast Florida tonight.
God damn, man.
Well, that's what happened. Someone stuck a shank into someone's back. I'm not saying who, but I can, obviously it looks as if Florida, especially southeast Florida, stuck it in and broke it off. I'm Margaret Gray.
Well, I want to disagree. I don't know what you mean by that. That there is a crowd you can see there in South Florida and Miami Beach. A lot of freaks. I know Phil Henry spent some time down in Freaktown. You know, freaking out down there, didn't he?
Well, Phil's not with us, but yeah, Phil spent time in Miami and knows a great many people there in Miami and has always spoken very highly of the Miami experience. In case you're just joining us, this is the pre-show for what will eventually be our... It's a pre-show, right?
Yeah, this is the pre-show, and you're supposed to just sit and talk and everything.
That's what we're doing right now. We're talking. Why not just start the show?
No, this is a warm-up, is what we're doing. I'm Margaret Gray. I can sing a song if you'd like.
Well, I'd rather you didn't.
Did you say you'd rather I didn't?
Yeah.
Okay, that right there, that tells me yes, I will.
Jesus.
And the song I'd like to sing goes something like this. It's an old political song from the 1930s. Oh, happy days, do-do-do-do. The sky above is gleaming, you know.
Yeah, with the happy days here again.
I'd say happy days are here again. If these vote counts stay the way they're looking to stay, I'd say happy days are here again. There's 200,000 votes behind Dan Trump is Hillary Clinton. And, Don Trump, I mean. There's Trump ahead in Virginia just by about three-tenths of three little... What does that mean?
That's three-tenths.
Oh, yeah. By three-tenths, they've counted up 80%. So Virginia is very much a tight situation. Donald Trump is leading in Georgia, which I don't think is any kind of a surprise.
Well, Georgia is, there's a good song. Georgia, oh, Georgia.
Margaret, you know, if you don't mind.
So I don't get to sing. I thought that what I'd do is bring a song or two to the proceedings.
I think it's a good idea, but I think it's probably not good. Right now.
That right there, what the kids said. Not right now.
All right.
So what are you saying, Steve?
Joe, well, now they moved it off the screen. It said there, Georgia, that Hillary Trump.
Hillary Trump, boy, that'd be a... What, talk about a freak. Talk about some kind of a new freak animal or something.
No, Donald Trump leads in Georgia. They already called Indiana for Donald Trump. So, again, Donald Trump, according to Fox, is 147, Clinton 109. And earlier in the evening, I saw Rudy Giuliani, and he looked like he was going to...
Yeah, Rudy Giuliani looked like he'd lost his best friend.
He really did. Ohio right now has flip-flopped all the way around. Trump leading there, 52.9%. Boy, Hillary Clinton had the lead in Ohio, and now she's way behind in Ohio with only 42.7 of the vote. And Donald Trump at 52.9. You're looking on the screen there is Wiener. What's that guy's name?
Yes, what? It's Wolfgang Blitzer.
It's Wolf Blitzer, that's it. What I've come up...
Why did you come up with Wiener?
I needed something German, but I for some reason that just... Ohio and Trumbull County. All right, so they're showing differences here in how things went in Ohio back in 2012. We get back here to the regular map. Trump leading... By now it's narrowed just a itsy bitsy weeny, just a weeny little teeny ween bit. And
what do you mean, itsy bitsy weeny?
It's narrowed in Florida by a little teeny weeny bit. That's all I'm saying.
All right, this is the pre-show of this. God, Jesus. All right, I think we've had enough pre-show, so we'll be back at 7 o'clock with more of this marvelousness that we're bringing to you here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show website. Tonight, it's Decision 19. Oh, here comes a key race alert. And it looks like what? Ohio, Donald Trump. All right, he's got a lead in Ohio.
Yeah. Why'd they call this a key race alert?
Because they're full of crap, that's why.
They've got to make everything exciting. It's Donald Trump.
Oh, man, look at that. Donald Trump's kicking ass in Ohio.
Yeah, Hillary Clinton took a very early lead in Ohio, but not to be. Donald Trump has pulled that down big time, and I don't see her coming back. 3/10 of a lead in Virginia. So these are very key battleground states that Donald Trump is making a real fight out of it. And you got to hand it to the guy. He's turning this thing into a real horse race.
And right. Well, Georgia, whether that's a swing state or not, that's all Republicans, all red. It's just, you know, they don't like any liberals there other than Atlanta.
That's another place that Phil Henry spent a little bit of time in. So Ohio looks like it's securely, although no one's called it yet. And I'm not sure if they've counted the votes in Cougar. What's the name of that?
It's Cougamuga County. It's where Cleveland is.
Yeah.
That's not Cougamuga County. What is the name? Now, here is Michigan. And look at that. Trump with the lead there as well. So Hillary Clinton's going to have to start knocking down some of these states and grabbing a few electoral votes if she hopes to be the next president of the United States. Here is New Hampshire with an 8/10 of a lead. Is Donald Trump with 30%. New Hampshire with only 4 electoral votes. What's the name of the county that Cleveland's in, Bud? Look it up.
That's Cucamonga. Yeah, it's Cucamonga.
It's not Cucamonga. I'm going to kill someone.
Tioga.
Thank you. And there you have Wisconsin with Donald Trump with a big lead there. Now, Michigan was the state that I think they had turned blue before this.
Yeah, they thought that much of the upper Midwest, Illinois and Michigan for sure is going to be blue. And it looks like, you know, and here's Hillary Clinton now with a little bit of a lead in Colorado. That could go blue, but then again, that could go, you know.
Could go gray.
It could go gray.
What do you mean it could go gray?
But I mean, now Hillary Clinton, there's a big lead for her in Pennsylvania. That's 20 electoral votes. But Donald Trump.
Well, here's the thing. She's leading in Pennsylvania. She supposedly has California and New York wrapped up, the two largest, most populous states in the union. Now they've got her at 104 electoral votes. Where did she get the extra electoral votes?
I think she picked up a state. I don't know. I think she picked up something like Delaware or something.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. I'll double check.
You know, you've been telling me you're going to double check. All right, I tell you what to do. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back here for the start of this program. This is the pre-show here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
And the Decision 2016 will start it at 7 o'clock Pacific time. Yeah.
Right now, Donald Trump has 137 and Hillary Clinton 104.
Yeah, what does that mean?
They got that. That's what she has.
Yeah, okay. She's put a...